Hi Laura, I'm Katie. I am a poet. I'm trying to get better at saying that. And thank you so much for doing this like beautiful call out. I first came across you when I listened to the podcast that you've done with Sean, who used to be a lecturer of mine back in like 2010 when I did theatre at Kent. So it was like amazing to hear like what she's been up to since. I mentioned that I'm a poet. The thing that I do creatively is for 40 days now I've been taking a page of Lem Sissé's latest collection, Let the Light Pour In, just picking one at random and writing out the poem. So inside the book is like four lines, a quatrain, and I've been writing out the one at random that I've picked, counting the syllables in each line and noticing the rhyming pattern, and then mimicking that for myself. So if it's like A-B-A-B, that's what I've been doing, and I've been taking inspiration from what he's written, but sort of putting my own spin on it. And it's been such a lovely thing to do first thing in the morning. I feel like I'm sort of in the midst of job hunting, figuring out what to do next, figuring out like where my creativity sits in that. I've been doing a course on fear for the last 6 months, and a big question that I'm exploring is sort of how do I try this year to craft 2024 to give my practice the sort of tender attention that it needs and meet my needs. And I feel like it's quite easy. I find it, yeah, I'm rapidly getting caught up in like, I just need money, I need work, and then forgetting all the skills I've got. And then also, yeah, this sort of real deep love of poetry and art. And I think more than that, like the art of like bringing people together to connect and develop their craft together. And so that practice that I've been doing in the morning has been such a good way, because it's the first thing that I do. It's like before I've even stepped outside, I've already made something, which feels just amazing, and I think has really had a big positive impact on, yeah, my sense of what's possible, I think, in the day. It's like if I've already written a four-line poem, then come on, you can do it. And then one of the big things I do is I founded a poetry night called the Poetry Lounge in 2022, coming sort of off the back of the pandemic and lots of feeling like a poetry night that I always used to go to, because it had fostered such an amazing sense of community, sort of just disappeared. And I was in Brighton with a friend and we used to go together, and we were like, what if we tried to do something ourselves? Surely there's going to be other people like us who are sort of relatively new to writing poetry, like figuring out, and are so in need of like a safe, supportive community of people and a space where we can just try out a poem that I've just written on the bus, or like one that I've been sitting on for ages that I've written about my mum, or is anyone else just so frustrated with the news? Here's a poem about it. And yeah, we gave it a go, and we have been going for 2 years now, and it's just the most wonderful thing. Like I've made real friends as well through both the poets and some of the audience that have come through, and it feels amazing to just be able to say to people and to ourselves, like every month we show up and we are here. And I'm finding since leaving my job last year that every single month it's like something happens where I'm it's the day before and I'm like, I need the Poetry Lounge. Like I need the people, I need the warmth, I need a space to share my work. I'm getting in my own head about this piece, and it's just the most beautiful creative outlet, and I'm really hopeful for where it might go, and I just wanted to share that with you. So that's a bit about me.